music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It is your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to listening to, not three, not four, but 2 million.
This is deeper than a podcast. I need y'all to come sit down with us, man. We got some hot topics for today. You feel me? Trey, let me start it up. How you doing today, my guy?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
That's it?
I'm doing well. Like,
nothing else happened?
Like, I mean, it was just a chill day at work. I didn't even have to go to the office today. I was literally at the house chilling.
Oh, for real?
Drawers on, polo shirt on.
Okay.
Like, on some straight chill shit. Then I went to the gym. Let me turn these levels up a little bit. I was at the crib chilling, went to the gym. Okay, that's better. I was at the crib chilling, went to the gym, and that was pretty much it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Hell yeah. How are you doing today, Million?
There we go. Hey, one of these days, we're going to get this shit. Right? One of these days, we're just going to get it perfect, bro. We're just going to get it perfect where I don't have to ask. Well, I'll ask you and then you ask me. But my day was pretty good, man. I relaxed all. Well, I can't even say I relaxed all day. I've been really I've really been studying for this LSAT test that I've been trying to take.
Okay.
And, bro, when I tell you, bro, I looked at 7 questions. I had 7 questions, 7 practice questions, right? Guess how much time I spent on it.
7 practice questions. How much time did you spend? I'm guessing 10 minutes a question. So
nigga, 1 hour and 30 minutes, bro.
I was close.
1 hour.
I was close
and
as fuck.
30 minutes, yeah. Bro. That shit
That's
is
how you know
so
you know your boys.
Hard, bro. That shit was so hard,
but
bro.
Don't y'all get like 7 hours for the test?
No, bro. You get 2 hours for the test, bro. And it's 35 questions.
What?
For each section.
Is that the MCAT?
That's the, I don't know. I don't even think it's like that for the MCAT.
What test do you get 7? I could have sworn it was one test that you get like 7 hours to take. I don't know. Maybe
and
I'm
bruh,
tripping.
And honestly, bro, it was just like something stressful. But I'm working my way through it steadily. I'm working my way through it steadily, so I can't complain. Then I went and hooped on some boys. I got some dubs today, and you know, just all that was a chill day.
Yeah,
today was a good day.
I definitely missed out on the hoop session today.
Ooh,
I had to. I got to get the body right. AGP coming up. I'm trying to look sexy for the.
Well, for the what? Are you sure you want to say that?
For one person.
There we go. There we go, Trey. We need to work on that, bro. We need to work on your skills, man. Because you be steadily trying to get yourself in trouble, bro. I can't have you crying this summer, bro. We going out, bro. We going out enjoying ourselves this summer, bro.
It's a hot boy summer.
That's what I'm saying.
And the hot boy summer started with, let me say that again. And the hot boy summer started with my boy Johnny Depp.
Dude, that's what unfortunate.
That's how it's
unfortunately.
He's very fortunate. A couple.
Well, I'm gonna kind of say unfortunately because I don't necessarily agree with the verdict, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like me being a law school student, right? I genuinely think that it was kind of unfair to Heard, Amber Heard, because it's like Johnny Depp is such a loved person in the world. How can you find a jury for that? Like. A unbiased jury.
But at the end of the day, why would you lie on Johnny Depp?
That doesn't mean anything.
That means
what if
everything.
She genuinely was telling the truth? And honestly, maybe she was telling the truth. She just had a couple of lies there, here and there, thinking that she could get over on him. Just
Shorty,
because she...
Shorty said he punched her in the face and she had a bloody nose. Everybody knows that Johnny Depp... Like, I seen a video on TikTok. They was talking about how Johnny Depp always has rings on every finger.
Yeah.
Right? The same day, Shorty had no marks on her face. Same day. The same day she claimed that he bloodied her nose. They were out together. No marks on her face.
Bro, that doesn't... Man, I've definitely been punched in the nose and not had a mark on me, though. That's what I'm saying, bro.
A little white woman, though.
I mean... Makeup? What are we saying? We could do makeup. We could do all types of things.
It's crazy to
honestly,
think.
Granted, I didn't watch the whole entire case. Her lawyer was not sticking up for her. But he could have done a lot better.
Because in situations like that, it would be like it was like something where she had said, "I never wear a full face of makeup." So, like, she says that. Like, she says she likes the way she looks naturally. And even in court, like, she never wears a full face of makeup.
But, see, that's the tough thing about, like being in a case and everything as a lawyer. You don't know the opposing argument, what they're going to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he didn't know that she was going to ask her and set her up for that, if that's the case.
Yeah.
If he did set her up with that.
Because, but it, that's a part of the game. That's what it's like. It's about tailoring. Being a lawyer is all about tailoring a narrative. And I feel as if the narrative that we were able to build from this is that Amber Heard, exactly what Johnny Depp sued for. Amber Heard is a liar. She's manipulative. And she deserves everything that's coming.
But if you don't think that, he's not perfect. He's not a perfect individual either.
They got a divorce for a reason, though.
That's what I'm saying. He's not perfect either. And I genuinely think that it was unbiased. I mean, it was very biased on Johnny Depp's side.
But
like, you cannot find a... Like, one of those jurors had to have fucked with Pirates of the Caribbean.
I feel as if that's neither here nor there, because I felt like the things that they were presenting, such as her lying about even donating the money. She said, I pledged $7 million to charity, never donated a dime.
Yeah.
She was calling Johnny Depp the cheater and the liar, but it was footage of her sneaking people on the elevator in their home at 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Again, she could have still been telling the truth, though. Just because she cheated and lied doesn't mean that he did it. Right or wrong. It's a toxic relationship. They're in a toxic relationship at this point. Both of them could have been doing dirt. Just because she lied about it.
Fuck that.
She just kept on. That's one thing that pissed me off.
Hot boys up one.
That's one thing that just kept pissing me off, though. Because it was like, stop lying. You're just digging yourself in a bigger and bigger hole, shawty. Like, that's one thing I had to learn about lying when I grew up. It's like, once you start lying, you genuinely have to continue these lies and keep them going.
Keep it up. Bro. You have to keep it up. And I will commend her for trying to keep it up for that long.
And that's what I'm saying.
I commend her for trying to keep it up that long.
If she don't start trying to dodge questions, I'm telling you, bro, I'm a king of dodging questions. I don't like lying, bro. But I'll dodge the hell out of a question, bro. Like, if somebody came up and asked me something like, did you eat that cheeseburger? What cheeseburger? Technically speaking, I didn't answer the question. It's just like, I just asked you a question with a question. Now, if there was like, this cheeseburger, I ate a cheeseburger. Like, I'll figure out a way, bro. I'll figure out a way. I've been too smooth.
But Amber Heard was doing that because she was like, because even with that point where she was like, I donated $7 million to charity.
Yeah.
Or I pledged $7 million to charity. And the lady was like, did you donate it? She said, I pledged it. And then she was like, well, was the money ever given? She was like, well, I use pledge and donation simultaneously. I just love that example.
I would have just asked and been like.
I love that example because it shows how much bullshit she was.
I would have been like, it was bullshit. It definitely was. But I would, as the lawyer, I would have been like, you don't have to answer that. You could ask her, like, what is the point of you asking me this? Why do I need to answer this? Or she could have been like, I don't know. She could have, bro, instead of lying. You could, like, there's so many different outlets. And that's why I think that, like, a lot of people aren't going to go to hell. Because technically speaking, some of these times, like, people really aren't lying when they think that they are.
And Johnny, but my fault. I went off. I had this thought in my head and I just got to get it off. What? This has nothing to do with what you just said. My fault, y'all. I know y'all probably like what he just said. It was deep.
Go ahead.
My boy Johnny Depp kept it so pee throughout the whole. He said what he said. He said, he asked her, he said, what did I tell you back in 2017? She said, you told me that you were never going to look me in my eyes again. Mm. And then he was like, what has Johnny Depp done? Or that lawyer was like, has Johnny Depp looked you in your eyes once throughout this entire trial? She was like, no.
Yeah.
That boy Johnny Depp. What else happened?
That was fire.
That's fire as fuck. That shit hard.
He definitely is a shitty guy. And I'm gonna give him his W. Like he deserves that, bro. 15 million.
He got some player points. He got 15.
And bro,
yo, Johnny, hold up. My fault, Brian. I keep cutting you off talking about. But if you're trying to donate, like, we don't even need a whole M. We don't even need a whole half M. If you give us like 10.
We don't even need it. Just donate it to the City Boys. I just need you to donate half of it to the City Boys that had your back during the whole trial. And if there was any men on that jury, They were biased because they wanted to see a city boy win, bro. Yeah, I know I would have been biased. I would have had his back throughout it all. I don't give a fuck. I would have been
like, see, I wouldn't have, but like, because at first, like when that first shit first dropped back in 2018, when them TMZ videos that she sent, sent TMZ the videos. That's crazy, bro. When I first saw those things back, I think I was probably a freshman in college. I was like, damn, Johnny Depp going out like that, slamming closets and shit. I was like, damn. Johnny Depp going out bad. And then, like, they were telling me how he would beat her and shit. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, Johnny Depp isn't who I thought he was. I was going to call that boy Peter Pan. But you know what I'm saying? I thought he was, like, you know, a good guy. He's always, because Pirates of the Caribbean is probably everybody's, like, growing up, one of your favorite movies. So I was like, dang, like.
I've never really seen it.
Oh, wow.
I got to watch it. I got to catch up on it.
I can't even explain it. It's been so long since I watched the Pirates of the Caribbean. But that's neither here nor there. Johnny Depp is still such a beloved figure, so to see him like have demons come out, and for those demons to be fake, those skeletons in the closet to come out to be proven to be fake in the court of law is just crazy as hell to me.
One thing I will say, another thing that I will say about Johnny Depp is I love how like calm his demeanor was throughout the whole entire thing.
He's an actor,
thing,
though.
Bro. He is an actor. And I really want to learn that strategy because sometimes I'd be really losing my cool. And I'd be like, damn, like today I lost my cool while hooping. Like, usually. But I wish, I just wish that I could just like stay cool under pressure, even when people are lying. Like if somebody, like earlier today, somebody lied and said it was out and I just blew up. Nigga, no, fuck, it wasn't, bro. And I just was like, damn, like I wish I just kept it cool. Are you really sitting here and telling me right now? That it's out. He kept it so monotone that whole entire fucking case, bro. He was really cool, bro.
But one thing I've learned about both of us, bro, we don't have just keep it cool in us. Like, we be trying. I be trying my hardest. I be trying so damn hard just to keep it cool. I don't have it in me. And I can say it proudly. I be trying my heart, but, like, I'm telling you, I've said this 1,000 times. It's a switch that we got, bro. We seem chill as hell on this couch, right? Flip that motherfucking switch.
It's really when I'm competing. Honestly, you'll get it out of me when I'm competing. But if I genuinely don't, if there's no competition there, then I don't care.
Nah, like, that's some real shit. It's when I feel like my trigger is feeling like I'm not being heard.
Yeah.
If I feel like you're not listening to me, that's when I'm like, bro, like just fucking lit. Like that's
but sometimes your ass, like when we was arguing about that kickball game off pod. Remember that at your house?
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, I'm agreeing with you and you're still yelling. Like, nigga, calm down.
Bro, it's like
thinking that I wasn't listening. You be thinking that I wasn't listening. I was like, nigga, calm down, nigga.
Have you ever been in an argument where both of y'all agree? Let me ask y'all that. Have y'all ever been in an argument where you're arguing the same point and just saying it differently and you don't like how the person is saying it? That's literally what happened with us. I was saying it one way. We were saying the exact same shit. I was saying it one way. He was saying it another way. And I was like, wait. And it took him saying, nigga, I agree. I was like, oh, shit, damn. We are saying the same shit. Sometimes I just reach that point.
That's what I'm saying. Yo. One thing I don't like when people debate or argue that has been kind of sticking with me, nigga. I guess I'm exposing it on the pod. When you was like, damn, nigga, you arguing like Ken. I didn't like that. And I really wanted to slap you, but I was like, I'm going to keep it cool. Because I'm like, I know this nigga didn't just say that shit. I don't like it when people are debating or arguing or something and then you start disrespecting the person. Like, it's like, you don't have to disrespect it. Keep it here. Because at the end of the day, we both respect each other.
Yeah. I don't think that's disrespectful.
But I'm letting you know that was disrespectful.
I know.
To me. That was disrespectful to me.
And I understand and I apologize for that.
There we go. But we kind of blew up. We blew up in that. Yeah, I was like, damn, I hope his mom don't come up or some shit.
Because y'all ever whisper yell?
Yeah, we kind of was whispering.
We was like, bro, like, goddamn, nigga, I'm saying, let's get the fucking slip and slide. We can't have no half that.
No cap, bro.
It was whisper yelling, bro.
No cap.
But that's what niggas do.
It is what niggas do. But shit.
I got my first fight. Y'all remember how I told y'all about my first fight on the pod? I mean, I got into it for real, but, like, it was kind of boring the way I talked about it. My first ever fight was with one of my best friends who is in jail for murder right now. Yeah. Like, he got, like, 3 bodies. Yeah. Like, that nigga, yeah, he's done. Damn. Yeah, I won't even say free him. Like, I ain't even going to say his name, but it's not even free him because, like, he ain't getting out.
He did that shit.
He did that shit, like, 3 times. Multiple, yeah, yeah. Like, R.I.P.? I don't know. But, all right, so it was my boy. Like, he was very extremely, he was on the same football team. Like, he was extremely talented. Like, he had hella offers. Like, he had, like, 30, 40 D1 offers type shit.
What?
Just crashed out at a young age. Just crashed out. I have no clue why. Like, all right, before I tell y'all about the fight, like, I just give y'all an overview of, like, his life type shit. Because I feel like he had the interesting story. Like, I feel like somebody, like, microphone or goddamn, like, they can make a story on this nigga. All right, so when we was in high school, he was living in North Carolina or South Carolina with his pops. And that's when he was getting all his, like, freshman, sophomore, junior, that's when he was getting all his goddamn offers. We met in middle school. We was on the same football team. So we was on the same rec football team. We met in middle school. He moved with his pops because he didn't want to live with his mom because his brother was doing whatever, like, doing what he shit he wasn't supposed to be doing. His mom didn't want him involved. She was like, I'm sending you to Bel Air with your father or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was out there living in South Carolina. He was going to some private school. Nigga, he was an outside linebacker. He was, like, the number 15 linebacker in the state, number, like, 30, 40 in the nation, like, type shit. Like, he was tough. And he moved back with his mom because he was, I mean, young men, we are, like, whether we admit it or not, most young men are mama's boys. So he just... he just wanted to be near his mother for his last year of high school type shit. He goes to Langston. So he was an AB student in South Carolina. Like, he gets to Langston, he's academically ineligible. He can't play. Yeah. He can't play the whole season. He played, like, in the playoff games, and that's because it's, like, a loophole in GHSA rules to where, like, you don't have to be, because technically by the time playoffs comes around, most schools are in break. So when playoffs came around, school, like, they were already on winter break, so his grades didn't really matter anymore. Okay. So he was playing in the playoffs type shit. I think they made it to, like, the semifinal, whatever, whatever. So he had 40 offers. I'm talking about Kentucky, Duke. Like, he ain't had no Alabama, but it was, like, still high.
Good,
yeah, bro. Still high major D1s. That spring, I want to say, it was either that spring or that summer, he was arrested for murder. But that was self-defense, right? So he got the self-defense. And then, so it might have only been two bodies now that I think about it. It might be one that I'm forgetting about, but I know for a fact he had at least two. So that summer he got arrested. That was 2017. Got arrested for murder. He beat it. He went to jail again for something. It was something in between there where he went to jail again because he beat the murder charge, but he lost all his scholarship offers.
Damn.
Lost everything because, you know, he had to be reported by the spring. He had to fight by the fall, had to fight the case. Everything went away. So he had no scholarship offers. He didn't even want to go to college no more. Didn't finish high school, none of that. He did something that I want to say he robbed somebody, armed robbery type deal, whatever. So he goes to jail. He gets out on COVID. That's when COVID hit. He flees to Miami and kills a nigga at a bus stop.
For no reason?
No reason. The dude looked at him wrong or something. Like, it was over something so simple. Just lost his life. Crashed out over something so simple, like, and I told his story, like, it had nothing to do with what we had planned today, but I told his story just to say, stay on track. Like, if you have some shit going for yourself, keep it going for yourself. Like, don't let minor life inconveniences change you, and I feel like that's what he did. I feel like a change of scenery, he probably wasn't getting as much love, and, well, I wouldn't say his mom ain't love him, but you know what I'm saying? It was a change of scenery. He probably wasn't getting as much strict loving that his father was giving him, leniency, and that just changed him to be the complete opposite of what he was. And he also, you know, joined the gang, shit like that. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. There's hella gang members that go to college and goddamn do that shit. So, I don't, that shit don't mean nothing to me, so.
Man, that shit's sad as hell, bro.
It's a crazy story.
It's crazy how people really do be falling off track, bro. Like, that's why you gotta make a plan, and you gotta stay on that plan, fellas. Like, real shit. I think, because something that my I was talking to my landlord about the other day, because my AC went out.
Yeah.
So he came over, and he just felt the need to sit down and talk to me. But he kind of dropped some knowledge. He was like, there's one thing that men are is providers. And if you can't provide, you ain't shit. And you hit, like, 40 years old.
And you know what? That's what's crazy, because, like, that was a part of his thought process, because I'm, like, I'm asking him, I'm like, bro, like, why are you fucking up, like, so bad? And he was like, I was focused on college when I was with my dad, but when I came home to my mom seeing her struggle, what the hell is college going to do to help that? Like, that was his thought process.
But
he's like,
think long-term,
he
bro.
Wasn't thinking, he was thinking short-term.
Gotta think long-term, and that's what my the nigga was telling me.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, Like, you thinking that buying nice-ass clothes all day and shit like that while you're young is going to get you hella hoes. Imagine when you're 40 years old and you're on your shit. You can provide more than any other nigga in like, your tax bracket or below some shit. Like, imagine how many hoes you finna have after that.
Hell yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, I understand. But at the same time, it's like, I'm 40 years old, nigga. I'm not trying to be like you. Because it's like, I want a wife and kid, maybe.
Like, no, I definitely want about 40.
But I'm just saying, though. He kind of was just saying, like, hey, man, like, just these hoes right now is temporary, bro. These hoes is temporary right now. But I was not kind of trying to hear that shit. Because I'm like, bro, summer just started, nigga. You telling me this shit right now, nigga? You telling me this shit right now? Summer just started, nigga. Like, come on. We got so many other places to go. Oh, but at the same time, though, we're being smart with it because you're not talking to hoes, first off.
At all.
We got to establish that. You're not talking to hoes.
At all.
But when we go out, I'm talking to hoes. And it's like, we're going out and doing all these other things, but we're also still on our grind.
Yeah.
So if hoes is a priority for you, make your grind a priority, and you can incorporate hoes in that somehow, some way. And I keep saying hoes, women.
When we edit, it's going to be women all over the place.
Women.
Oh, but
queens.
Oh, but I was talking about my first fight. So my first fight, it was the dude who went to jail. He got 2 or 3 murders. We'll figure it out later. I ain't going to put his name and shit in the pod. I'll probably put like his charges down there or something. But all right, so my first fight. I talked about this before, but y'all wasn't following us before. So I feel like this, because this is a funny-ass story. All right, so I was in 7th grade. It was, again, my boy. The nigga, he was my homeboy back then. Now he's a murderer. Fuck it. So he had, like, made fun of me. Like, we was on the same football team. It was a nigga on the rival football team at our school. And he was trying his hardest to be that nigga friend. And I was like, so he was making fun of me one day. Like, it was a Jonas circle. I had said some shit about the nigga on the other football team because he was old as hell. Like, he was, like, 14 in the 7th grade. So, I was like, bro, this old-ass nigga supposed to have kids and shit, and he's still in the goddamn 7th grade type shit. So, I'm making fun of him, and then he started joning on me. He was like, nigga, you always bite your lips with them buck-ass teeth. He made fun of my teeth, bro. So, like, at that moment, like that's all it took, bro, because you supposed to be my brother, nigga. Like, we play football together. Right. My mama just fed you last weekend, nigga. You sit here talking about my teeth. I snap, bro. I straight up pushed this nigga. I'm beating his ass. I still lost, though. I swear to God, I lost. I'm beating his ass. I'm talking about nigga got a fat ass knot on his head. And this is how I lost. I didn't notice at the time. This was my first fight. When I was finished beating his ass, he wasn't done fighting me. So I was done beating his ass, but he wasn't done with me. So I walked away. I'm like, all right, I'm finna go inside and get some water, nigga. I'm tired. This nigga followed me and clocked my shit from the back. I'm talking about I went to sleep, nigga. Like I said... he was just beating my shit. And then the coach finally came and he pulled him off of me. And then that's when I came to. He was like, damn. Because the coach only saw the last part. Everybody else saw the first part. So that's how nobody fucked with me for like the rest of middle school. Because they saw like, when I'm locked in, nigga, I'm beating that big ass nigga ass. Mm-mm. Until I turned around and goddamn got clocked. But that was completely off topic. We ain't even had that on. I just wanted to share that. The new people had to hear that story. That shit is hilarious to me.
Shit.
Okay. Have you ever been in a fight, Million?
Of course, bro. You know how much shit I talk? The fuck? Of course, bro. But, like, it's like, I can't sit here and lie and cap and say that I won them all. I'm, like, half and half. Like, I've gotten into, like, damn near 10 fights, and I've, like, got half of them hoes where I won, half of them hoes where I didn't. But that's neither here or there. I think that I do have one story about how I got my ass beat, but I'll explain it a little bit later. Y'all gotta stay tuned for that. We are on an itinerary. What we
my
got
bad,
next?
My bad. Damn, hold up. What's my record? I gotta think of my record. I don't think I've been in that many fights.
For real?
I think I'm 1-1.
1-1.
I'm 1-1. I ain't cause I'm you know I'm passive. But okay. I still be talking shit though. What are the most toxic lyrics you've ever heard?
Shit, getting started with Hot Boy Summer. My most toxic lyric. Ooh, it's so many, bro.
It's so many.
Cause Brent Fias, I was just listening to a song with Brent Fias. He said, "Fuck your mind up, waste time. I'm prone to that. do it all the time. Like, nigga, what? Like, who just tells me, you don't need me, please believe me, this ain't easy, you know I've been fiending, let me unleash my demons on you. Like, come on, bro.
See, you like that direct toxic shit. My favorite one, probably, like, this is probably my second favorite before I get to my ultimate favorite one.
Yeah.
But my second favorite one is on How TF by Deontay Hitchcock featuring Black. And he says some Black says some shit at the end of his verse where he was like, damn, what'd he say? He said, pull it up on your phone real quick.
I got so many toxic songs, bro, that I listen to, y'all. I might drop a playlist or something for y'all, bro. Real talk, bro, because Hot Boy Summer is really in effect right now.
He said, no, I'm too old to be stepping on my own foot. I blame myself, but I need you to take a second look. Probably robbed you for your feelings because my ex made me a crook. That's the most that's toxic as fuck.
That ain't the most toxic.
That's not the most toxic. But
that's really some simp shit though. Come on.
That's toxic,
bro. That's some simp shit.
He blaming his ex on some shit that he did to her.
That's some simp shit.
I know it's toxic because I tried to pull that card too.
That's some
blaming my ex over some shit I pulled. That's toxic.
That's some simp shit, bro. That just means that you're hurting, and I want to take it out on her.
Hurt people, hurt people,
hurt people. Exactly, baby. Hurt people, hurt people. That ain't toxic, nigga.
But the number one on my list,
okay,
is on everybody's favorite song right now.
Okay.
Wait For You.
I fuck with that song so heavy,
bro. What that boy said, hold up, we had to write that motherfucker down. That boy said,
you can't even read my writing. You sent it to me. Hold on, I got you. Hold on, I got you, nigga. I got you, nigga. You sent it to me, right?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, here you go. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself because you can't leave me alone. That's number one on everybody's list right now.
Get mad at yourself because you can't leave me alone.
I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Like, that's crazy.
That was at the end of it, though.
No, you said it backwards.
Get mad at yourself because you can't leave me alone. Yeah, you're right. You said that.
Yeah,
but I don't even want to say that shit's the most toxic shit that I've heard.
What's the most what?
The most toxic shit that I've heard, bro, is from the toxic god himself, Tory fucking Lanez.
Tory ain't, man, that's number one shooter, top op shooter.
He shot a woman. That's some toxic shit, right or wrong. Hey, allegedly, we have to say allegedly, just in case this pops off.
He allegedly shot a woman.
We don't want to go like
because
down
like he fucked that said woman's friend, and they got to fighting.
Toxic God, bro. Future has never done no shit like that.
Oh man, that's crazy.
He may be a little mental, because that's some mental shit if he really did that shit. But hey, bro, that's some toxic shit right there,
that's
bro.
Funny. Oh, that's funny.
It's called Love You Gal. And it was like, I love your girl, nigga. I keep it so thorough with her. I know that's your world, nigga. But every time you try and call her over here and little mama say, fuck. Hold on. But every time you try to call her over, little mama say, no, little mama stay. She say, fuck that nigga. When I put it in her rib, I say, is this his? She says, fuck that nigga. Like, damn, nigga. You got this girl saying, fuck that nigga, bro, while you're fucking, bro.
That shit crazy.
That shit's terrible. That's
awful.
Bro, if a nigga said that shit to me, my heart would break immediately. Bro, your bitch was just saying, fuck you while I was fucking. Nigga, what?
You know what? I never heard a fly let anybody know this, but I might catch a body over some shit like that. I just might. Like, yeah, I'm very passive. I've been in two fights in my whole life.
Nigga, if a nigga was like, bro, your girl definitely was saying fuck you, nigga, while I was fucking.
Now, what if he sends you the video?
I had seen some shit
on TikTok. This dude was like, I'm still not out of my petty phase yet. Like, I don't see how y'all out y'all petty phase. He was like, he was talking to this girl, and he was like, hey, I'm in your town, like, pull up. Shawty was talking all that shit like she was finna pull up. She never pulled up. So he called her friend, and a friend pulled up, and he sent Shorty a video of him beating his her friend's cheeks from the back. And guess what he put on there?
What?
This could have been us, but you playing.
No,
that shit's wild.
City Boys is fucking up.
City Boy, hey, Hot Boy Summer. We got one all summer.
But there's a reason. Like, that's what you just said. Like, if he sent a video of her fucking, one of my biggest fears is for me to call my girl and she's being fucked.
But why would she pick up? I feel like all
I'm not, bro.
Them videos be fake, bro. There's no way they
No. Nigga, I'm scared of karma, nigga. I'm scared of karma, nigga. This shit has happened before, nigga. Like, no cap, bro. And I'm just sitting here like, damn, you are a demon, bro. Like, why would you even pick up? Like, that shit doesn't even make any sense,
bro. No girl
bro.
Really picking up, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. It has happened before. Now, granted, I'm capping to y'all niggas. Because she definitely picked up when she was talking to her mom. And I was fucking... It wasn't no other nigga. But I ain't gonna say his name. He did that shit to another nigga's girl. But again, I don't think them bitches is fake, bro. I'm sure females is really doing that shit.
I'm like 100% positive shit's fake. Like, I'm 100% positive.
I'm so serious.
I don't feel like nobody's that stupid.
No, it doesn't matter about stupid, nigga. It doesn't matter about stupid. Wait, honestly, some people might get off on it. I ain't gonna even sit here and lie, bro.
If I'm cuckolding,
cuckolding
is a thing.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Because one of my biggest things that I want to accomplish this summer is fucking another nigga's girl. Why? Because I feel like a nigga has fucked my girl before. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, but I ain't going to say why right now. I might explain it when I figure it out. But it's just like, I don't know, bro. I feel like that sex is a little bit better, bro. Like, if she picks up, now I got to go crazy.
Nah, that
like,
ain't. No,
you ain't going. You ain't going harder, bro. I'm going harder, nigga. Just to hear her be like, "No, babe, no, babe." Like, bro. But that's one of my biggest fears. You know why?
Why?
Cause like, you just got like you said. You just got cuckolded. That's why I FaceTime my girls every fucking night. Like, fuck it. Like, I FaceTime. I refuse to go out that bad, bro.
Imagine you get a hotel room with your girl. And she invited another nigga over to beat your cheeks and watch. I mean, to beat her cheeks.
Whoa, boss. Whoa, boss, nigga. Whoa, boss, nigga. What the fuck you on, nigga?
Hold on, what the fuck?
We edited that shit out. Hell nah, nigga. What the fuck?
Imagine you get a hotel room with your girl and she invites another nigga over to beat her cheeks and while you gone. That's just wild.
And that's why I'm like, bro. I'm honestly so scared to be in a relationship at this point, bro. Cause it's like, bro, you can't trust nobody, bro. You cannot trust nobody, bro.
Can't trust nobody but righty and lefty.
You right, bro. Because your right hand is always right by your side.
Oh, my mama.
You know where your right hand is at all times.
And your left hand is a very sufficient side, bitch.
Hey, no cap. But they can work in unison sometimes. Let me stop. But on some real shit, it's just like you'll never. I was watching something on TikTok. A girl, she was like, you'll never really know when a woman is cheating on you. And if you do know, it's because she wanted you to know. Like, damn, are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah, that's how murderers are born. That's why OJ did what he did. Swear to God.
Bro, you are not finna kill nobody over your female, bro.
I'm not, but that's why OJ did what he did. I'm not. But niggas have.
Yeah, niggas definitely have.
Bro, think about you spending your whole life with a woman. Y'all got a house together. You bought her a car. You got her a nice-ass ring. You thinking you doing everything right. You walk in, and boom, she fucking a pizza boy.
Oof.
Yeah.
And just for if you divorce her, she still gets half your money. You took the biggest L in the fucking world, nigga. It don't matter if she cheated.
Crazy.
If you gave her a baby, it don't matter, nigga. Half of whatever the fuck you got.
Don't let you have given her a baby. Oh, child support?
Half. I said, nigga, she's taking like three-fourths of what you got, nigga. Three-fourths of what you got.
That's everything. Bro. Hey, y'all boys, don't be silly. He not gonna finish his sentence. Rap your willy.
Oh, I damn sure wasn't. I damn sure wasn't thinking
listen
that.
Listen to me.
Oh, God.
Don't be
sure
silly. Rap your willy.
Hey, plan B. I don't know, something wrong with Plan B. That's what I'm saying, but I don't know. It is definitely grinding summer, fellas. Grinding summer and toxic. Like, it's okay to be toxic because girls have such... They had the past few summers.
Yeah.
Let's be real. City Girls has been running this shit. Because it's City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. They keep on dropping toxic-ass
hits
for females every fucking summer. We need that shit right now, bro.
I was in the gym with Ken the other day, bro. I mean, today probably. It was probably today. Uh-huh. And then when we go to the gym, we share audio.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be listening to her music through her, like, you know what I'm saying, through the AirPods. And Megan had said some shit like, she had said some fucked up shit like, text my other nigga while my nigga, right? Like, just some fucked up shit. And it's like, just a song full of, he ain't give me no money, so I call my rich nigga. I'm like, damn, man. All like,
right.
So
you don't think that's influencing that her shit, right now?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I was like, turn on some Beyonce, bro. Listen to Beyonce.
Married Woman. I need you to listen to a Married Woman.
Listen to somebody that's still with somebody. What the fuck you listen to Megan for?
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, females, well, I ain't even gonna blame it all on females, because niggas, everybody is just so influenced by music right now.
Yeah.
Bro, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
So when we hear F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free, like, females is blasting this shit, bro. We need more hits. That's like a bop, toxic though. Hits for guys. That's a bop, definitely a bop.
That's a bop.
But we need toxic hit for we guys, got em. Bro.
We got them.
You think we could make a song?
We can, but I'm talking about we got some. It's some hits out there, bro.
Like, I'm saying, nigga, we could make it more toxic,
though. But come on, like, I just fucked your bitch. It's some Gucci flops.
Hey. That shit was come on, bro. We was in how long? How old were we when that shit came out, bro?
Probably like 16, 17.
Nigga, we was. I'm sorry. I didn't lose my virginity then. So it's like, hey. Damn. What was that bar that you had said with Deontay Hitchcock?
Oh, you talking about Black? He said, there's something about the ex. Sorry, but my ex, something about my ex fucking me up. He said, I fucked you up because my ex fucked you up. We just go.
That's why I'm.
Hold up. Let me reset that for TikTok real quick. Y'all YouTube fuck on this. I broke your heart because my ex broke my heart. We had to edit that for TikTok. Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm on right now. I don't know. But I kind of am glad that she broke up with me, because it's like, now I have an excuse to be toxic. Before then, I didn't really have an excuse.
Nah.
I didn't really have a heartbreak for real. So, well, I've definitely been dirty before.
Let me tell you about this girl. This is what my girl said. Ken was like, I had to leave you for real one time so that you know that I'm willing to do it. Girls are toxic.
That was cap, though. She ain't really leave.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Nigga, it was time.
If you're still with her, that's cap.
I mean, we still not together, but we might as well say it.
Okay. She ain't about that shit for real.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
About that shit. Don't listen to him.
I believe you.
He was about that shit for real. No, let me stop.
I believe you. I learned my lesson. Fuck is this nigga doing? Fuck is he doing, chat? Like, what the fuck is he doing? What the fuck is this guy?
For real. Honestly, bro, if somebody wants to leave, they, like, bro, I knew it was over with my ex when she stopped being mean to me. And that's why I always tell people, like, the other day somebody asked me at my job, they was like, hey, bro, so why does people like toxic sex the most? And I'm like, because it has more passion. I need to hear you say, fuck you, nigga, or yell at me or something, because what do the coaches say? Don't be worried if I'm yelling at you all the time. Be worried if I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how it is in a relationship, too. It shows that you're passionate. You still care. You still want to see me grow, even though it may be toxic to others. But you still want to. You know I could do better. That's why you're yelling at me.
Yeah.
But if you're just bullshitting and fucking up, and she's just like, okay.
It's whatever.
Okay. That's how my ex was at the end of the relationship. All right. She just was like, okay. Like, I remember I did something fucked up. And she just was like, it's okay. And boy, I didn't think about it then, but I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, damn, that's when it was started. And so, like, I hit her up sometimes, and she just She doesn't get mad at me. She doesn't allow me to bring her out of her element, which I'm so proud of you, girl. You do your thing.
I'm proud of you. I ain't got nothing but love.
Now I got love for her now because she taught me a lesson. It's killing people with kindness. I've never seen that shit happen before. But when she first started doing that shit, like I would hit her up on some toxic shit, she'd just be nice to me. Like she just didn't give a fuck. She killed me with kindness. And that's how I am from here on out. Like, I'm, fuck it. Like, if I get into an argument with a woman, like, I sent you that. When I posted that text, that girl saying, fuck you, Million, or something like that.
Fuck you, Million. I hope you rot in the pit. Go to hell, Million.
She went off on my ass.
Million
nigga.
Toxic, bro.
Yo, she went off on my ass.
Million toxic.
And I just was like, I don't even think I responded.
Hold on, let me check to see if it's still recording.
I'd be shit faced. I just realized I didn't charge it.
No! We Gucci! We Gucci for once, nigga. We Gucci for once, bro. We gotta check the audio and see if that shit good. I ain't toxic. I just... Honestly, I haven't even been on my toxic shit for real lately.
I've never been toxic in my life.
I just, like, stop, like, fucking with people. Like, I'll ghost. I'll ghost somebody for, like this if I ain't fucking with them for real.
But, okay. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Just random.
Go for it.
I seen this tweet like 2 or 3 days ago. That shit was fucking hilarious. All right. It was this girl. She had tweeted some shit like, my baby father can't touch me now. Like, wait. Hey, pull it. Quick interjection. I ain't gonna have to use his phone no more. We got a camera coming. So I can pull this shit up on my phone. It's gonna be even more smoother. And then he got a camera coming. We got so much shit coming for you. Yeah, like, y'all just
we really got some shit working for y'all, man.
Shotty said, my baby father can't touch me, and that's on his life. He can't even pay for this, right?
Mm. Ooh, okay. He can't pay
Okay, bad bitch alert. Repeat it one more time for me.
He said, my baby father can't touch me. That's on his life. He can't even pay for this.
What they say? Period, nigga.
But hold up. Another woman replied to her in the quote. Tisa said, he already nutted in you for free. You carried his seed without a ring or any type of commitment. He made you a mother instead of making you his wife. You're definitely in his price range and are now used goods. Have a good day.
Let me stop.
Shotty ethered her Kevin Samuels starter style. Like she said, Kevin Samuels dead. I got you.
Oh,
like she's straight.
God.
Ethered, like RIP Kev Sam, but damn, like. She was watching your pop for sure.
Wow. And that's true, though. She being honest, though.
Yeah.
Like, how can you start saying that, like, that's like neglecting your past. Like, don't act like you above what you were on back in the day. Like, don't do that. Like, that's so disrespectful to that nigga. Yeah. And honestly, that girl, she deserves an applause, for real, bro. Because she put her in her place. Like, listen, but is it wrong for her to finally say, like, I'm doing better for myself? Now that I think about it.
It's not wrong, but the way she said it could have been said better. She didn't say, I'm doing better for myself. I don't need you no more, nigga. She said, my baby father can't touch me.
Yeah.
Like that,
that doesn't sound like a healed.
Because he already, you know what I'm saying? Like he already touched. He touched you in the worst of ways.
Right.
He nutted in you.
Right, you're right.
You got a kid.
You got his kid.
You got his. Now, not only do you have a daily reminder in your household of this nigga, he not even there.
Facts.
He's not. I mean, let's be honest.
He's there all the time, actually.
Right there in that kid. Yeah. And that's the worst thing. Like, that's one thing I fear. I don't want to have a bad. I don't have any kids, by the way. I don't. With the mother, with the person who's going to be the mother of my children, I don't want to have a bad relationship with her if we end up being together or not. If you're the mother of my child, I want to be able to have like a Nick Cannon and all his baby mama situation.
Right, right.
You ain't never heard nobody say nothing bad about no Nick Cannon.
Nope.
Nick Cannon probably pays child support on time. Mm-hmm. He probably feed them kids, clothe them. It's like 20 of them, so like he probably schedule a weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You know what I'm, but I feel like he does right by it. Like that's the type of situation I want to be in. I couldn't think of a more healthy 1v1 type, maybe like nah, that shit ain't even healthy. I was gonna say like G Herbo, his baby mama, but that shit bad.
Shit, really, bro? That is beautiful. Like that is the goal. Well, I wouldn't say it's the goal because I lately I have been leaning towards marriage. Like, I'm cool with being married at this point. At first, I was 10 kids. I still have 10 kids. Hopefully, she pops out 10 or at least 5. I need 5. But that's besides the point.
Shit.
That's besides the point.
A lot of money, boy. Hey, hey, I ain't go cap. I ain't realize how expensive kids were until my boy Reef had a baby.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I mean, they are. You got to think about it. You're going to be buying diapers. You got to buy them food every single day.
Yep.
3 meals at that.
Yep.
And then diapers almost every week because they're going to keep on shitting because you keep on feeding them.
And them motherfuckers going to be there for 18 years.
18 years. 18. And then I'm going to keep my, I'm going to be the one to keep my, like my kids. One thing I have really realized, like growing up in college, and I kind of was a late bloomer to this, and you were on it. I kind of learned it from you, actually, is that in order to be a productive member of society, you have to have, like, multiple different things going on for you.
Yeah.
Like, that means joining different clubs. That means just getting outside and creating different bubbles.
Yeah.
I want to have it to where my kids are doing that, too. It's like, you know, okay, they're not just part of the debate club, but they're also doing sports. They're also in the band. They're also doing all these other things. And that's why I started joining some clubs on campus. I might do some other stuff. And I'm just trying to get outside it and branch out to these different bubbles. Because at the end of the day, that's how you build connections, more friendships. And, yeah, like, real shit.
Yeah.
That's what I want for my kids.
I just be bullshitting for real. He said a lot of hot shit. I be bullshitting.
I mean, you can be, but, yeah. But like, bro, shit's still amazing to put on your resume.
Hell yeah.
All you got to do is get in, nigga. You don't got to participate.
All you got to do is get
in. All you got to do is get in and have proof that you win.
I give 100%. I try to give as much as I can to everything that I'm a part of. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I can't say. I try to give 100%. Sometimes I do slack in some areas, like a few like clubs that I'm in, like Boys to Men. Like, I don't do shit for them. But when it comes to the main things, I do whatever I can, like this, my fraternity, my job. Being an RA, I try. You get my students love me. My bosses hated me. But it's just like it just is what it is. You can't always have it all.
Right, and that's some real shit right there. But what was I saying though? At the end of the day, I do want 5 kids. Yeah. What was you talking about before that? Oh. A good relationship with my woman. The only way that I feel like I would have an issue with my woman is, like, if she's stopping me from helping my child.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I promise you, we both have this child, like, best interest at heart. And if I'm saying, like, hey, I want to put them in all these different things, they'll be okay. They'll learn to evolve with it. Don't stop me from that, babe.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's all I want. And if she stops me from that, then we'll have an issue.
But you still got a question for us?
Oh, yeah. One last question, because I see your eyes. They're getting red, my boy. Oh, yeah, I see.
You know niggas got to be up at 8 o'clock.
I know it, bro. I see. I got work, too. Oh, and I kind of mentioned it earlier. Is toxic sex the best sex?
Yes. By far.
By far.
By far.
Like the breakup sex.
Like breakup, post, I hate you, nigga. Don't kiss me. I just want some like that's that's good sex.
Emotional. Really emotional.
Angry. Ooh. Like, you don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
That you don't tell me what to do. You don't run me.
Yes, the fuck I
shut
do.
Up. Oh, that shit is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
That's the one. That shit is amazing, bro. That shit is amazing. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think? Is toxic sex the best sex?
And don't forget. We're giving you $100. Just give us 500 subscribers.
Please.
We'll see you on the next episode of From the Couch. Peace.